291 days. That's how long Dave Brown served in Vietnam. He used to know the number of hours. But if you think Dave was like a prisoner counting down to his release, you'd be wrong.
I loved the people. I loved the food. I loved the country. It was beautiful over there. Loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Love is only half the story, though. Dave was also shaken by the sight of corpses and the constant threat of death. The most haunting incident happened in the shower room at a U.S. base the day before he was scheduled to leave Vietnam.
So I'm shooting the breeze with this guy, and he was finishing up his third tour in Vietnam. He was going home to get married, and he was all excited about everything. All we were in his dog tags, and I said, well, let's go over to the 45 Club and have a beer. He said, okay. And we walked over to the door, and I opened the door and stood aside for him to go out, and he walked into a bullet. Now, had he gotten to the door a step ahead of me and opened the door for me, I would have walked into the bullet. I had difficulty with that for a while, but it was just meant to be.
The extent of Dave's trauma became clear after he returned home in 1968. He scrambled for cover whenever the fire whistle in Hyannis sounded. He had flashbacks, and he absolutely refused to talk about the war. Instead of getting help, he kept himself busy, really busy. He worked 2 and 3 jobs, went to college, and raised a family, all at the same time. He threw himself into painting, fly fishing, scuba diving, and archery. He even became a pilot. All these hobbies came and went, except one: drumming. He never gets tired of it. That's because drumming isn't just fun for Dave. It's also a way of relieving his post-traumatic stress.
What's the connection between drumming and PTSD?
Drumming is widely accepted as being very relaxing and therapeutic. Anything that reduces the tension is a good thing. Almost anything. Scotch is not that good.
8 years ago, Dave picked up an Irish drum called the Baran. It looks like the round part of a banjo. He used to play in a pipe band, kilts, bagpipes, and all. Nowadays, he does most of his drumming at home in front of the computer, playing along to YouTube videos of Celtic music. It's how he taught himself to play. Celtic music reminds Dave of his Scotch-Irish childhood in New Brunswick, where Saturday nights were reserved for barn dancing and drunken revelry. He changes the pitch and timbre by moving his hand across the inside of the drum face, striking it at different spots with a double-headed stick called a tipper.
You don't hit the drum right in the center, like a sweet spot on a tennis racket. That doesn't work. It's off to one side or the other.
I asked him why he finds drumming so relaxing.
I think it actually goes back to when you were in the womb and you were close to your mother's heart and you could feel a heartbeat. And most of the rhythms that are played on this thing, or any drum for that matter, bear strong resemblance to a heartbeat. Don't stop.
For years, Dave has played in a drum circle at the Kituat Center for the Arts. Sam Holmstock, the group's leader, recently started a separate group for veterans with PTSD. He says he's had a hard time getting vets to join.
These guys are trained to be tough and to keep it all in, and they're not so, they're pretty reticent about unburdening themselves. They don't want anybody to think they have any kind of problem whatsoever.
They think they're avoiding the issue.
Again, Dave Brown.
Eventually, somebody says to you, hey, listen, you've got a problem. You need to deal with it. That's what happened to me.
Partly at his wife's urging, Dave finally got screened for PTSD about a year and a half ago. Turns out he had almost every symptom in the book. So he started seeing a counselor at the VA who's helped him open up about the war for the first time. Now 71, he says his symptoms are minimal, but they'll never go away entirely.
You'd have to remove the experience from your psyche, and you can't do that, no matter what anybody says. You cannot remove that experience.
And so Dave Brown of Osterville continues to drum away. For WCII's Creative Life, I'm Jonathan Earle.